This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Nearly 98,000 XL customers are still without power. That's due to a planned safety outage along the Front Range because of extreme wind and fire danger, as well as downed power lines. Some of the Front Range saw gusts of 85 miles an hour or stronger yesterday. Power was supposed to return last night. However, XL has told CPR News they had to double-check more than 600 miles of power lines before restoring electricity. The company did not give a timeline of how long that might take. Officials are warning of another potential safety shutoff for Friday, when high winds are expected to return. Colorado is the first in the nation to set up its own rules to protect wetlands and streams after federal protections were stripped away. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports that advocates say that could be a model for other states.
Colorado took a major step last week by finalizing rules for a novel state-run permitting program. It applies to waters that used to be federally protected, that is, until a U.S. Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago drastically limited which wetlands and streams are covered. Now, when companies want to dig out a ditch or fill in a wetland in these Colorado waters, they'll need a state permit. Stu Gillespie is a lawyer with environmental nonprofit Earth Justice. He says this will also benefit states downstream.
The state in Colorado will always be providing that backstop, and that's what all other states should be doing.
Gillespie says the backstop is now more important as the Federal Environmental Protection Agency seeks to further shrink water safeguards. New Mexico is also developing a state program to fill the gaps. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And the EPA is taking public comments on a proposal to limit the scope of the Clean Water Act through January 5th. And this is CPR News. In Denver today, sunny and breezy, highs in the 40s. It's 8:06.